This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date. Terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Christopher Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Lynn Kilgariff.
This is Christopher James Fairbanks, the first.
This is Karen Lynn Kilgariff, the last.
This is Christopher Jamas of Fairbankian Zion. Esquire.
Jamas! Weep! Whip-bop!
That's every version of my name that I've used in my life. A lot of people don't remember the years that I was Christopher Jamon Fairbankian Esquire.
That's when you were a lawyer? What is Esquire? A lawyer?
No, I was in fifth grade, so it didn't make much sense at the time. Sounds fair.
But your hair was all slicked over.
People say Esquire, and I don't think it means anything.
No, it does mean something, but it might be what lawyers say. It's for a specific job.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a title for a job, like, kind of doctor style. I can't remember what it's for, though.
Wow.
Lawyer?
Well,
I'm just going to keep guessing lawyer over and over.
I would guess so, too, because squire, I mean, you think of powdered wigs, you think of people...
Stealing horses.
People acting very calm, even though they're on coke. They write a sonnet, and then someone gets beheaded.
There are those people that coke actually makes them calmer.
You know, coke, we're getting a raw mix these days, or I am, you know, each weekend when I go to my guy. I think that it used to be, like, all these guys, like Mozart, used to do it.
Sure.
It was just everyone had a little sniffer.
Yeah.
Everyone had a long fingernail. It was just, it meant you were an artist.
Right.
It was like a pick-me. It was like a cup of coffee back in the day.
Right. Easier, quicker, drier.
More pure.
More Colombian.
Yes, but now.
Yes.
Nowadays, you don't know what you're getting. Bleach.
Baby diuretics.
Diuretics with bleach.
Baby diarrhea.
Why is my diarrhea bright orange and smell like apples?
Oh, that's not yours. It's a baby's.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I've had way too much of this shit. Why am I in a nursery?
Oy.
That's when you know you've done too much.
Also when you can taste it days later.
Oh.
Terrible.
Well, now I know you've done it.
I've done it so much, Chris Fairbanks. One time, me and my friends all did it all day long and then went to a birthday party and did a choreographed dance at the birthday party.
That you had previously choreographed?
Yep, we choreographed it all day long while we did cocaine. And then we went to a party wearing matching outfits and did a dance. I can't remember what the song was. It was probably like Pleasure Principle by Janet Jackson or something really jacked up like that. If anyone's related to me that's listening to this, I apologize for my past behavior. I'm living clean now.
Yeah, I always say stuff, but just blurt it, really, and then I remember that my sister and dad listened to every episode.
Oh, no, now they know that I did that. It's not, it was a short phase. My sister got very mad at me.
You can do no wrong with my family. You're invited for Christmas.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, because of this podcast?
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're...
Well, yeah.
I'm not insulting your early work, but...
sure didn't get me invited to the Fairbanks Christmas party.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did they ever see that bit I used to do about Cosmopolitan magazine? I really took it to task.
I've tried to talk them into watching. What is it? I don't know about your Cosmo work.
You don't?
No.
Was that pre the night we met on Sarah Silverman's roof? Remember that? Was that when we met?
Every time I go, I think that we've met before that one night I was visiting in 99 or something. And I met you in CJ Arabia.
Oh,
and
that, then another, at the laundromat.
Yes, I'd met you a few times, but in my mind we met at your house when we watched Mac and Me on the
summertime party.
Got to know each other. I tell people that I've met many times, good to meet you, over and over, and then you'll know that we're friends once I finally say it's good to see you again. that's when you've really made an impact. And don't be hurt if it's the fifth or sixth or 12th time in.
I know for a fact that a person who says, oh, we've met before, if they say that after we are introduced and I say nice to meet you, it's like they caught me in a trick. They caught me.
Yeah.
But then B, I'm like, well, I probably didn't like you before, and that's why I don't remember you. Because who the fuck says that to a person when you get introduced?
Let's start saying that. Well, you should have left a better first impression and then walk away.
I wiped you from my memory.
Yeah, put on a fur coat right then. Fuck you.
This is going to be expensive.
Oh, we've met. Oh, really? Mean
really?
Comedy girl that pretends to be a feminist that's mean to other girls.
Really bangs?
Yeah.
That's what I just am picturing. I don't know who you're just specifically talking about.
The sharpest of bangs.
Just real hard bangs.
We're going to go pick up Dave Ross, right?
That's right. He's from the Women Comedy Group, which is a good one.
Mm-hmm. It's misleading to a lot of people, but
on purpose, I think.
It's all dudes, and they're called women.
And they're hilarious.
Need he or we or she or us to say more.
But if you want to, you could go look at their videos on the YouTube.
I think it's on IFC, right?
Oh, they got a series on IFC.
I do believe. They are great. I love those sketches.
I do too, and I love all the guys in that group, each individual. Mm-hmm. There is a Jake Wiseman. There is an Alan Strickland Williams.
Yes.
There is a Pat Bishop. That's his last name, right? I like that guy. He's quiet. He's quiet. You can tell he's a thinker. He's the brain.
Right, right.
Who am I missing? There's at least one person
Dave Ross.
I'm missing. Oh, Dave himself.
Podcasting.
Let's do lists that are already complete.
It's called infotainment.
Here's another bunch of people I know. No, not really.
Alan, when I first met him, I thought that he was being snobby or something because I'd shake his hand and it'd give me kind of a limp. Oh, wow, a community of tents.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
You can't hear it, but we can see it, so I'll describe everything you can't hear. I always thought, because he'd shake my hand and, like, give me kind of a limp hand, and I was like, well, that's a weird... For some reason, it seemed like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
And then one night, he was wearing a wrist guard, and I was like, oh, you have a wrist guard on. I shook his hand again, except this time I gave it to him light because I saw the wrist guard. And then it turns out we both have this rheumatoid arthritis thing.
He has the same thing you have?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that must be nice.
And, well, I think mine's getting better and his is getting better. And that's someone, I mean, most doctors that say you have it say they treat it like it's a lifetime curse, but both of us are coming around the bend.
Now, do you think, did you share any tricks or tips or salves or ointments?
Diet stuff. We talked about
Dr. Pepper?
We talked about drinking copious amounts of Diet Dr. Pepper. And I said, when he first told me he had it, I'm like, have you done the do? And he said, yeah, I've tried Mountain Dew. I've tried everything.
Yeah, everything.
I said, what about these anti-inflammatories?
And what about Diet Dr. Skipper, which is the generic Diet Dr. Pepper that they sell at Lucky's?
What if you don't have access to those, but you want to pump? What do you have?
You know?
You get a Shasta.
This is my favorite kind of comedy. pretend casual soda jingles.
Yep.
Conversational soda jingles.
Oh, I want a thrill. I want a wow. I want a taste.
I want it now. I'm afraid that if we keep doing stuff like this, though, our podcast will be known for. We already had one big long commercial jingle riff off one time. What if people think we're trying to do that?
Yeah, like in a desperate effort to get sponsors.
Yes, or attention.
The best thing ever. I want attention from sponsors. If we could get Shasta, I don't know if they're in business anymore. I know they used to have their own vending machines at different, I think, it wasn't Kmart, it was another. Who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm confusing it for Safeway Select. The point is, a defunct soda. Surge, your Surges, your New York Seltzers.
Mm. They still make that.
I know. I saw a truck the other day, and I didn't mean to start sounding like Nick Nolte, but I.
But you did.
We gotta solve a crime, Eddie Murphy. I wish that every 48 hours he forgot his character name and just called him Eddie Murphy.
But only every 48 hours.
Yeah. Just at. During shoot days.
That's the real plot of 48 Hours.
He goes method. If that's the title of the movie, that's how people have his memory lapse.
That's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I just got a little bit lost.
It's okay.
But I think we're going to be okay. In fact, I know we are.
We did you did the improv. You did a show prepping for Conan when he was shooting.
Yes, tomorrow we shoot Conan.
Oh, that's exciting.
At 4:30.
You're doing my favorite song on there.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe you're tired of doing it. Maybe it's your, tub thumping or your...
Hotel California.
Maybe it's your Hotel California. All of the Eagles songs are about driving drunk on the 101. No matter what it's called.
They're all the subtexts?
Every single one of them is about your dad driving drunk off a windy coastal road.
It's so true. It's the perfect soundtrack to driving with a drunk parent. Because it's like, it's eerie, but it's also homey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's familiar. But there is death around every corner.
Yeah, just like Christmas.
Yep.
Yep. That's the story of Jesus.
And...
Ooh, I didn't know. This is a nice area.
Isn't this gorgeous?
This is one of those areas where the palm trees have aged to the point where it's getting dangerous.
Yes, those big fronds will fall down on you.
They will fall down. These trees right here are 100 feet tall.
Yeah, they're
thin. They are. Look at that one. It's not even windy, and that one looks like a drunk sailor on leave.
It's just waving in the breeze, as these trees are wont to do.
Yeah, they could put these trees in front of a used car dealership to attract attention. They're so wobbly and
they have arms.
Yeah. These trees are so mature, they look like wind socks, and they could just fall over.
They could, and often do, and they don't belong here. They're not native.
No, apparently they only last, like, as long as they've been here, and they're all dying.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very, someone told me it costs $4,000 a block to, but that's a dumb statistic, because there aren't. Palm tree. I don't know. I talked to a guy that does...
That's how expensive palm trees are?
Yeah, it's very expensive to maintain them because they don't belong here.
Yeah, it makes sense. I just was talking to somebody, and now I can't remember who it is. It was someone that was at a table where everyone was having drinks the other night, and they said that when they moved to California, their main fear was that a coconut was going to fall on their head from a palm tree.
Oh, no. That's someone that just grew up watching Gilligan's Island?
Yes, exactly.
And then, of course, you get amnesia, the hardest thing in the world to get.
And you don't realize that you're a sailor on an island. Look at all those people getting donuts at 11:30 at night.
At California Donuts?
It's as if... Look, it's busy over there. It's Sunday night at 11.
A lot of, if you've visited Los Angeles, you'll find that there's unexplainable lines in Pink's Tacos, or Pink's Hot Dog, that Pink's place is the place that I never, it's down the block.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
People getting in line to eat pig assholes and eyelids, and I don't get it.
It's, well, I think it's just because the stand itself is old and that other people are there, because it's not remarkable.
Yeah.
Food-wise. And I think a lot of drunk people go there after bars.
Okay.
That's when most of my friends used to go get chili dogs when they were insanely hammered.
I would think, but midday, they always are doing well. It's just like a, I guess it's kind of like going to Hollywood Boulevard or something. If you're visiting, you feel like you should do that. And if you're more in the know, you go to Pink's Hot Dog. This guy's going to do it.
Yeah.
First in flight? Yeah. First in fuck you.
It's a line. It's a drive-through line for donuts. It's intense.
North Carolina is an interesting state because it has some of my favorite towns and some of my least favorite towns.
What's one of your favorite North Carolina towns?
Wilmington.
Oh, yeah?
I'm performing there for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, well, it'll be great. It's like one of these towns that's just a non-union film industry town. And
no, I'm against that.
Everyone, yeah, well, I mean, there, it's not an issue. You're not a scab.
Oh, right.
Right.
And people can just get stuff made at a decent...
Cape Fear, Matlock, Blue Velvet.
Blackguards?
Blackguards.
It's the last season Blackguards of
Blackguards. 1, 2, and 3. Blackguards The Return. They've shot all those shows there.
Oh, I love the Blackguards.
Come out wherever you are.
Blackguards.
It's such a popular town that De Niro didn't even have to nail down an accent for Cape Fear.
In Wilmington, North Carolina.
Catch the wave, Coke. Sorry, I just got that. If there's ever a lull. You know, but then if you go to like Charlotte or something, it's just like, it just seems like a bunch of, I don't know, everyone's wearing jeans and flip-flops.
Oh, unlike anywhere else.
They're wearing jeans. No, everyone wearing, this is the full costume.
Dungarees everywhere you look.
In Charlotte, I noticed that everyone, or maybe it was Raleigh, Durham, I don't know, wherever Duke is.
Okay.
Everyone wore rainbow brand flip-flops, denim pants.
Uh-huh.
And a polo with a popped collar, and this was just a handful of years ago. And I said, oh, is this the collared area of town? really no one responded to that. It's a lot of popped collars. Oh, it's fun to sound racist. Oh, wow, what do you know? It's a Lexus.
It's always a white car, white Lexus with dealer plates passing me on the right.
Just on the heels of me saying something questionably racist, some Aryan Lexus tells us exactly what the problem
the
is.
The whitest of white Lexuses pops up.
With his popped collar.
To say, don't forget about middle-aged white men.
Yeah, I'm about to stub my flip-flop on a pop-top. Oh, get out. Move along, parrot head.
He is a cheeseburger in paradise. That is clearly...
That's plural.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
Yeah, well, there's several people in his car. That's why...
Paradise! I don't think he ever says ice.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
No. No, I haven't. Have you?
It sounds like you're lying. I have not either.
Oh, no. Why? What about me, other than me being 68 and experimental still with marijuana just for bedtime, makes you think that I would ever have gone
just
to
for
a
bedtime.
Jimmy Buffett concert?
We used to listen to the dirty side of his record after school when my friend's mom wasn't home.
You already know more than me. He had dirty sides to his records?
Yeah, he has a song called Let's Get Drunk and Screw, which we couldn't believe.
I've heard that, yeah.
And it's pretty much exactly how you think it goes. There's not a lot more romance to it.
Wow.
He's just basically propositioning somebody. I think it's funny that he's doing it before they get drunk. So it's like, instead of midway being drunk, he's like, as if they're both sober, saying, okay, let's go do this and then do the second thing.
Let's make a conscious noontime decision to later on.
Tonight, you're going to drink 7 glasses of wine.
you know, I think that's a bad sign. It means you need to investigate whether or not you guys are really attracted to each other. If you have to get drunk, if that's part of the plan,
yeah,
maybe you should start looking into.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Everybody keeps passing me, and I don't think I'm driving too slowly.
No. They're all in a rush, and they aren't doing a live broadcast.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I mean, it is 11:30 on a Sunday night.
Is our guest, we're going to have to wake him up. He's going to be asleep.
I just texted him and said we're almost there.
Oh,
he knows.
He'll be fine.
I mean, he said he wanted to do it. This is our, like, sexy after hours show.
Oh, yeah. Taxi cab confessions.
Hello. How are you? I'm in California.
You did all right. Lonely night. I just can't believe. I'm no Drenham Davis. Drenham Davis?
Anymore.
I knew I wasn't driving, and so I had a whiskey at the improv.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
What kind?
Oh, with ginger ale.
What brand of whiskey?
Oh, well.
Have you ever done that joke before?
No.
That's funny.
What brand of whiskey? Oh, well.
Oh, well. I think we're here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Popeye.
Oh,
I can't see anything.
Neither can I. Should we pull into that? No one's going to be blasting out of this, right? It's a driveway, I guess. And I'll turn on the oil.
Let me see. Yeah.
Hazards,
let's see.
Maybe.
Oh, we're slightly
if this,
we're over if, one street.
If this annoys anyone, know that. What's that musical timing device?
A metronome?
Yeah, someone accused us of having a metronome on one episode. I'm not.
Oh, you know what it was? Because I left my blinker. I heard that episode. I left my blinker on way too long one time.
I should listen to the. I listen to them as I'm, you know, uploading them and making sure it doesn't sound terrible. I don't want to even give it the credit of saying editing.
Well, you do, though. I mean, you make it
every
happen.
Once in a while, if someone drops the N-bomb. But
it's happened several times.
I remember hearing that for a minute, and I'm like, I don't have time. It's 1 a.m. Let's get this shit.
Let's get it going.
Let's get it SoundClouded.
Okay. I'm going to pull up right here because this is where he is. I listen to it much in the way that a Dark Ages monk would wear a hair shirt and abuse themselves. I listen to it to listen to how much I annoy myself.
Well,
and then try to make fixes.
I'm going to disagree with that, but I'm also going to ask you a question about monks, because I only know the Gregorians. Who wears a hair shirt?
Gregorians might have been. It's like those people. Have you ever seen the Sean Connery movie, The Name of the Rose?
Yes, where he's licking his lips and touching the books and people are dying. Strychnine, arsenic, there's all kinds of...
Spoiler alert!
I'm not even fucking kidding. That movie scared... I was scared to go to libraries because I already feel scared in libraries.
You do?
But what if you licked an old book, your fingers, oh, let's turn the page, and that's how... Oh, that's how you go. I don't want to go that way.
Who does?
Just people in that movie, but it was realistic enough.
That's the picture that Dave just sent us, an emoji. What are these things called?
Those are called, yeah, there's a specific name for them, and they you can tailor it to look like your face.
It's a picture of Dave, a cartoon of Dave on a skateboard that says Stokes.
And it looks like it's fun.
And he wrote tight with a shit ton of eyes in it.
I have one that is my face, and there's just a robot arm giving a thumbs up. I love it. I love those.
You know what's hilarious? My sister's super into them, and she's so not that personality, and she has them. She sent me one. It looked like she was in a little cat bed. It was just her head sticking out. She was all, like, tucked into a weird animal bed. It's the weirdest thing when people whose personalities aren't really like that, like, send you things like this. It makes it 10 times funnier.
I'd heard about it, but I've never watched it. The guy, Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords, is in some New Zealand-made mockumentary funded by the documentary people. You know, other countries have art funds allocated to make things, which... Canada's like that. It's a good thing. Anyway, the movie is them in a reality house, and they're all vampires. And at one point, there's like a human in the house, and they're all trying to bite his neck. And Jermaine is a cat in the corner with just a human face, and he's just hissing. And it's the most hilarious, but at the same time horrifying. I watched it last night, so I'm talking about a thing that I watched. But I like cats with human faces.
Sorry to be texting and not listening.
It's okay. But I was just about to talk about the dog from Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Anytime there's an animal with a human face that's meant to look frightening, I enjoy them on a comedic level while at the same time being scared.
I hate that. Wait, an animal with a human face or a human with an animal face?
Either way, they're anthropomorphized. They are animals with animal with anything. Like, I used to draw a lot of animals, you know, playing racquetball. There's the question then, should they have paws like a bear? No, they should have hands. They're holding a racket. But then their feet are bear paws. You have to, it's a thin line. And you don't, and then sometimes, one time I did a horse jogging, but it was a horse with running shoes, and his hands were hooves. But, you know, I'm just talking about cartoons, I guess. But on video, with the special effects, if you have an animal and they have a human face, get the fuck out of town. You're scaring me.
Yes.
I'm going to laugh nervously, but I'm scared.
Yeah. No, against your own will.
Is he coming? Oh.
No. We have to go. We are on south right now, and we have to go north. What's that?
Oh. I don't know. Oh.
Here's my emergency brake. And my emergency lights. So if we are on,
we were ready for two emergencies.
We were. It's kind of funny when you drive with the emergency brake on and realize how much your emergency brake can't help you.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty. It's a bummer.
What is it really going to do?
I mean, it's certainly not going to stop me from going about 30 miles an hour.
No, and when the person inevitably rear ends you, they're just going to think, "Oh wow, they're taking a right and left at the same time." Smash.
Oh, I better just, look at that huge.
Ooh, the Royal Wiltshire.
Where are we? Is this Koreatown?
I don't know, but I like it.
We're near a bunch of old, cool-looking buildings that you don't really see.
No, that's beautiful architecture, and I bet it smells like mothballs.
Yeah, Bryson. It's real old.
The Bryson Building.
The Bryson Building and the Royal Wiltshire Hotel.
Them when I first moved into the Bryson. My first night, I had nothing but World War II dreams. So where is he? I just am always worried that a guest is going to get in. They're like, where the hell have you been?
No, I mean, at this point,
it's gotten comical.
If he comes down in his robe, I think that would be fine.
We don't even, just for your sake, for his sake, we could idle in the car.
These fools doing?
I don't know. That looked like a drive-by brewing.
There's something happening there.
Yeah.
This is the street I want to be on anyway. It's perfect.
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 The rampart, we have won.
There's so many donut places that are happening around here. I'm sorry, I'm slightly obsessed with it, but there's another one.
Yeah, it's, Pascal Mahabal. Oh, Maggie's Donuts. Oh, yeah, Maggie's.
Fish donuts.
That was me pretending I knew Spanish, and I thought, no. Oh, look at all these donuts. Yeah, Pescado Mojado. Oh, my God. And the time I spent in Lake Titicaca.
Just down at the bottom?
Yeah, I was snorkeling. It was a snorkeling seminar.
Oh, so long.
Yeah, and I don't know why they call it a seminar. It's not a lot of...
Talking underwater?
No. It's just a guy at a podium.
Everyone's bored and rolling their eyes, but you can't tell because it's behind a mask.
Yeah.
I also have to get gas, unfortunately.
Oh, that's okay.
You know what? Let's drive around until we run out of gas and then see what happens. That'll be a fun part of it.
It'll be a great way to celebrate our two-year anniversary. I'm not sure about that. I actually did not fact-check that at all. But
it's got to be coming up, right?
Yeah.
At some point.
I mean, eventually.
Eventually, we'll have done this for 2 years. It feels like it.
What if it's past?
Oh, no.
I know. We should have done something.
That was our lace anniversary.
I'm sorry. I'm so bad at this. I don't even remember birthdays.
You know, it's something that it just takes effort. It takes focus. And mm-hmm. I don't like birthdays, personally.
Neither do I.
I mean, mine's fine. I don't like other people's birthdays, for sure.
I don't like mine. I don't like yours. There's all this pressure to do a song that isn't royalty free, by the way. You're breaking the law by singing it.
Not anymore.
What? Warner Brothers gave it up?
They, it was those sisters that owned it.
Oh.
And they no longer own it. It's the 100 years has passed, and it's now public domain.
Oh, just imagine those sisters.
Those old crones.
I can't believe he didn't dust the mantle again. We're so rich because of the birthday song.
Just earning money off of people that accidentally, you know, some Brady Bunch episode or someone that makes a mistake and sings it. Now,
you yeah. owe us money.
Yeah.
Or we aren't Susan and Judith.
Milhouser. And all of their furniture is made of cake and they can afford to get it remade every day or week.
It's just such a, it's a song that no one wants to hear. No one ever wants to sing it. Everyone begrudgingly sings it.
I think Aaron Foley has a joke about that, how it's such a dirge. Happy birthday for what it is.
Oh, God. It's like not... Yeah, it's the easiest song to sing sarcastically.
Yeah.
It's written to sound like you're rolling your eyes. Happy birthday...
to you.
Oh, what a miracle.
And you again.
Oh, you're getting older? You mean because the earth is spinning, you skin sack?
Oh, shit.
Oh, way. God.
No.
Oh, the freeway.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. You guys, we're driving. We're on a straight shot up Rampart to get Dave. I was on South Rampart. It was supposed to be north.
Oh, I see it now. Oh.
Driving.
All we need to do is take a right here.
Then we hit the freeway.
Then we...
God damn, that was shocking.
Crossing the freeway now, this is dangerous.
Okay. We're over
it's
the
like
top
a game of it. Let's jump on that log that's floating by.
Just like Bowfinger. All right, let's see if we can go back.
Okay, we got this.
Because this is no log, right?
I think, yeah, and
it's
then...
It's this here. It should be this.
I think it looks like that we'll now take a left.
Perfect.
Oh, Rampart again.
Dave also has his own podcast. Oh, yeah. Dave has a podcast called Terrified.
Oh, yeah. I've never done that.
You should do it. You talk about things you fear. It's really good.
Oh, man. I would need 5 hours.
I know. I named, like, 9 things when I did it.
I'm just... most of mine will be about things my colon is maybe doing.
Well, that could get, you know, that could be under one umbrella.
Yeah. The medical umbrella.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, I need to make sure my insurance is still... I can't remember which insurance company is an umbrella.
MetLife?
Yes.
The Snoopy one?
Yes. The Travelers. Travelers Insurance.
Travelers Insurance.
Yeah. What we do a lot of soda jingles, and I do a fun excerpt from the show called Describing Logos, which people, that's what keeps you coming back.
What about the invisible arrow?
We're halfway through the
all
podcast
right, we're
and we don't
here.
Have a guest yet.
We're here. This is, now we're here.
Dave! 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 Oh, there he is. Oh, thank God you're here. That was, he's getting in the back seat.
I'm not sure if there's anything back there.
Dave, there's
Hi, Dave.
Oh, hey.
There's a microphone there.
There's a microphone for you.
Oh, that's what
it's
there.
It's
Can you see it?
No.
It's,
my purse.
Okay.
Please don't go through my purse.
Oh, I got it.
Oh, it's...
Whoa. You guys got a whole setup in here.
Oh,
yeah.
God,
yeah.
Yeah, man.
His voice sounds better than mine.
Dave, you're
you
from
guys got
radio.
A whole setup in here.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yes.
Have you ever done car radio?
no, I've never been... a car radio before. it feels good.
Right?
I've been in people's radios. I did... That's a segue. I've been in their radio on a radio. Yeah, I did terrestrial radio in Fresno, California.
Are you one of those people, and there's a lot of, like, tribes in certain northern parts of Africa where they think that a camera is stealing your soul. Do you really think you're trapped in the radio when you're on it?
Uh-huh.
That's why he had to quit.
Oh, what a terrifying, that's a horrible feeling.
I'm really bad with that stuff. When I'm watching a TV show, I think that those people are in my house.
Mm.
And, yeah, I try to talk to them, and it scares me. Yeah.
So you're 5 years old?
I'm 5 years old. I don't have object permanence yet.
I think that's nice. Oh, I see where we are.
I'm so...
Oh, yeah, I live right by Sunset.
I did this so wrong, I can't even tell.
We're near, like, a Silver Sun, pick up some liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where they got the name.
Yes.
Really? From that?
I believe so. Yes. I believe Silver Sun Liquor was where the Silver Sun pickups would pick up liquor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And they would interact with that fucking awful Sikh guy who is so mean. He's so mean. Have you talked to that guy?
Yeah.
No, I've never been there.
Yeah, he doesn't want you in there.
And, you know, in fairness, he must have been messed with at some point in his life.
Oh, absolutely.
But yeah, because there are a couple signs that
there
say,
it is.
I am Sikh. I am not Muslim. My turban doesn't mean I'm a terrorist.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Now I do know that I've been in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he also will just tell you to fuck yourself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
if you're
really
being
nice.
An asshole.
Yeah. Well, no, he's a prick,
for sure. Oh, okay.
He's definitely a prick. Like, he sometimes won't give you change.
Yeah, he's crabby.
Oh,
yeah, he's
wow.
Real crabby. I've seen him chase people out of the store with a baseball bat.
Do you really?
Uh-huh.
What?
Just one time I saw that. Sorry. Once.
Oh, my God.
It's not like multiple people.
When people express themselves freely like that, and that's how I mean, I
that's
wish I could be that way.
That?
I mean, yeah, he just knows how to express himself. Does he go
he's
home
creative.
Then? Yeah, he's just a guy. He's an artist.
It's like, yeah, that does story he, is his open mic.
Does he go home happy then? Like, if I get in
I doubt
fight,
he's ever been happy.
Okay, so he's just upset all the time.
I think if you haven't met him, maybe you're thinking I'm sounding racist. Like, you need to go there. He's an asshole. Really mean.
But the family that works there is nice, right? Like,
yeah,
there's other family members that are really cool. They almost, like, make up for him.
Totally. They're cool, for sure.
Oh, it's a little good mom, bad dad situation.
Right.
The classic.
A lot of people have
yeah.
that.
My parents.
Classic bad dad.
Bad dad.
Good mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so useful at a parent-teacher conference, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you know.
Did you have a bad dad and a good mom?
No, both of them were on my side, but they knew they had to pretend that I was going to be disciplined because I guess I was in trouble.
Uh-huh.
And they would alternate on who's going to pretend that, oh, he's going to get it when he gets home, but I never got it. They knew that my teachers were dipshits. And, you know, they were probably, I could have probably used, what did they call it, a whooping?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I should have been slapped around.
I almost got a whooping once.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything, but I went to a public school it was when I lived in Illinois, and so I was in second or third grade, and the other kid named David in my class was throwing rocks at people near the swings, and some girls tattled on him, which I think is fair.
Yeah.
And then they just said David was throwing rocks, and then the teachers came and got me, and they took me into the principal's office. And I was in big trouble when they called my parents. And that offense at the time at that school was punishable by being paddled on the butt like 20 times or something
Holy
like that.
Holy God.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's weird.
Oh, I forgot. You went to grade school in the 30s.
Yeah, I'm very old.
That's amazing to me. And what teacher just assumes by first... It's not like your name is Madonna. Like there's,
yeah, David... Well, it couldn't have been the other one.
I'm not even going to check. Yeah, that last
the
name.
The kid who just moved here and is very small. Definitely aggressed.
He's a rock thrower. I got really mad at a kid once for throwing rocks at a squirrel, and I got in trouble. It was during an after-school program sponsored by Salvation Army. We went to a park.
Wait,
they just
what?
Left us at a park. Yeah, I remember. And I think they were these women that ran it, and they were looking at Playgirl magazine.
No.
What?
Yeah, jokingly. Wait. Anyway, the point is, this kid was throwing rocks at a squirrel, and I punched him a couple times in the face. I was really upset by it, because squirrels, there was a lot of squirrels at my... he was throwing little balled-up things of bread. He was feeding the squirrel.
he was feeding the squirrels.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was rocks, but it was little rock-sized
balls of
bread.
Did this happen when he was, like, 10 and you were now?
We
just beat the shit out of
we
a kid?
We were both probably around 11, yeah.
Okay.
We were both appropriate age.
Can I tell you, this is an interesting show to do because...
We just got you out of bed?
Yeah, yeah. And no one is looking at me.
Right. You're staring at the bed. When we first started this, I was isn't it freeing though? You can do whatever you want back there.
I'm jerking off right now.
Pull out your dick. The point is, hey, aim it at me. You know how I like it.
I do know how you like it.
Stop it. Now people are going to read into that.
Told me.
Which one was in a good mood at the time? It is weird. I was self-conscious about it because you're staring at the back of our heads right now, and it's a weird way to be in a conversation.
But it is what it's like to be in a car. So
exactly.
Right. We're not gonna sugarcoat it for anybody. It has to be the real experience.
And also, skinny mics are cool. They're like what are you, old talk show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Douglas?
Do you want to tell me to spin a wheel?
Is Mike Douglas the name of the mic?
I do call my bike Michael Jordan.
Really?
If I just throw that in there.
That's great.
Yeah. Sometimes Michael.
He's really
Jackson.
Good at basketball, you guys.
Oh, I've heard. I have some of his insoles. Never bought the shoes. I have some.
You have some Jordan insoles?
Yeah, just the insoles.
Yeah.
I put
so
them in.
Your feet can feel as comfortable as Jordan's feet.
Yeah, yeah. While wearing a pair of Vans.
Dude, I dribble. I'm bad at it, but I'm comfortable. I dribble comfortably.
Do you guys like that Christmas lights on the house? And also, second question, do you enjoy Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Me too.
I love Christmas.
Have you guys been enjoying the music?
Oh, I haven't even thought about it. Wait, what station is playing Christmas music?
I don't know.
Should we put it on right now?
We totally should. It's usually but one station always is really good about
it. The Wave?
They play, like, Perry Como and all that stuff.
That's it. Okay.
Yes. This is my favorite Christmas song.
As long as we keep flipping, we won't get... Oh, and then we have to flip it so we don't get... Oh, I have to tell you a story.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Is rock radio
Brendan
station.
Walsh, they had to go back and re-edit all of the
No,
zone.
Because
yeah.
of the music?
Yeah, yeah, they got trouble. Oh, we're doing...
Well, we better not do a Christmas song.
We just skipped through three lawsuits. I think that Christmas music is different, though.
I think most of it is public domain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
if you can get to that station...
What's the station,
gotta
though?
Be KLOS, right? I'll bet you 95.5.
But that's the rock station.
That's like a classicer rock station.
But that's what we just...
Do you know they just put classicer in the dictionary?
Classicer. More classic.
I would think...
Things can be more classic than they were before.
This is pretty classic.
Oh, my God. This is super classic.
It's so classic.
My favorite are the rock stations.
Yeah.
That they'll play, the racist Christmas songs, like all the songs that are for like dumbasses in their car. Do you know what I'm saying?
Racist Christmas song?
Well, there's that song that's like it's a parody song of Feliz Navidad, and it's a white guy.
It's the police. Oh my god! Yeah.
The police
got my car.
Like by Ray Simmons?
Is that?
I think it's Ray.
Ray Stevens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? That's your thing, yeah.
Do you fear the gay queers?
Well, I never heard that. Is that real?
No, I just thought of it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I came,
glad you did, dude.
Came from where I am. Yeah, came
very
from,
progressive, yeah, modern, yeah, alt comedian.
Every once in a while, I push my own agenda on this. What if you were... I wonder, and not to... Because we're going to keep talking about Christmas music. I'm
sure,
not going to
sure.
even stop talking about it. That's why I'm doing my Perry Como conversational voice.
Karen, do you have a mic, like a headset?
I have a...
I have a lav. Oh, tight.
Cool. Just on my lapel. It's not like a McDonald's drive-thru headset.
That's what I let her think. I had her chipped.
Oh, yeah? So you can always hear what Karen's saying wherever you are?
That must be a nightmare, because I know I hate it.
And be suggestive. Go buy bread and bring it to 611 Beep Boulevard. I'm not going to say my address. No.
Oh, man, can I say, I'm sorry, now that we're talking about beeping out addresses, mm-hmm. I get inspired at random times. This is true. I bought the URL racistcomedian.com
oh, wow.
A little while ago to fuck with a friend. I made it Chris Garcia's website for a minute.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was really fun for me. But I made it Danny Solomon's for a while.
So if someone typed that in, it would lead to their website.
Well, right. And then that was going on for like a year, and just recently I changed it to redirect to my website. So now it takes you directly to me.
How quickly would almost everyone scroll around and find out that you aren't?
I don't know.
I don't know who's
direct linking to racistcomedian.com.
Right.
But here's the weird thing. So I bought that URL, and I didn't do anything except buy it and then immediately make it Chris Garcia's website. But then I somehow got on some list, like it's a legitimate business of mine.
Oh.
And
oh,
now no. I will get credit card offers, and the address it's sent to is Dave Ross, racist comedian, and then my address.
Oh my god.
Why? I have like tons of mail.
Why don't you have just at least a photo album of all of those? Yeah.
You know, I started doing it, but then I realized I was putting my address on Instagram.
Right, right.
Oh, so, yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
best. But it makes me laugh every time. I just got one from DirecTV today.
Well, that Ari Shaffir guy used to go by the amazing racist.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
I once got a piece of mail because when I have to give my last name on the phone, they never know how to spell it, of course. So I always say Karen Kilgariff, KILGARIFF, both as in Frank. And I got a piece of mail one time addressed to Karen Kilgariff as in Frank.
Oh, they left out both? They thought both was your middle name?
Oh, no, sorry, I don't say both. I don't say both.
Karen Kilgariff as in Frank?
IFF as in Frank, and then it was all one, Kilgariff as in Frank.
Hello, my name is Karen Kilgariff as in Frank.
As in Frank. I ruined that by saying both. I never say both.
Please say that it was one word, as in Frank.
As in Frank, yes. Kilgariff as in Frank, all one word, last name.
Oh, that's the best.
I honestly thought I had a much better German accent than the one I just did. It was really embarrassing.
Do you want to do it again?
No.
Ossenfrank. I have to go. I have to be a gay tiger trainer.
Ossenfrank.
I do it like, or you're doing it like the fat worm in Bug's Life.
Ossenfrank.
Ossenfrank. It's the R's that are killing me. Karen. I'm.
Ossenfrank.
Okay.
You have to do it like a Cloris Leachman.
Karen Kilgariff.
You get a Ossenfrank.
It's like you're trying to hurt people.
Yeah.
And it's Ossenfrank.
Or like someone's punching you in the stomach.
Ossenfrank.
With words. Ossenfrank.
Kilgariff. See? I'll go cartoony out of nowhere.
Yeah, you just did a little Muppets turn.
German Grover.
Karen Kilgariff Ossenfrank.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing cartoon? That's 10 seasons of an animated series.
Hell yeah.
That voice.
Well, I would love to do it. Thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We got it all set up. It's a legitimate offer. Over at the Bio Network.
Mm-hmm. We're recording right now. I'll ship it off.
Just send us your bio.
Yeah.
And
it's a cartoon of bios.
Yeah. Well, let me make a cartoon out of your bio.
Dave, what were you doing tonight before we picked you up from your house?
Yes, I'm interested in this as well.
Well, that seems not genuine.
Now
from either of you, quite frankly.
Seems like they're making us ask.
Look,
you.
It's like you had a conversation before you picked me up where, Karen, you were like, Chris, listen, you have to be genuine about what he was doing tonight. Okay, I will.
He's really into what he's doing tonight.
Let's practice it before he's in the car.
What were you doing tonight? I am also interested.
This is a thing I also will listen to you say.
So I did, what did I do today? I teach a storytelling class now. I did that.
Oh, fun.
And that was fine. And then I went to a stand-up comedy open mic and did some stand-up comedy.
How'd that go?
You know what? It was great. It was like, you know, I don't know. Mics are so often so bad.
Yes.
And this one, by all rights, should have been, because there were 10 people in there. And, you know, it was late and it was in Silver Lake Lounge. But Soul Lake Lounge is like a second home, and I know the bartender, and I know the people that run the mic, and like a bunch of my friends were there, and it was dope. I had a good time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then I went and got dinner with some other comics. Alan, Strickland Williams, James Austin Johnson, James Fritz, and Dave Stone.
So just the nice. Jameses?
Yeah, just the Jameses and the Daves.
Nice grouping. You know, Dave Stone the other day faved something that I wrote to you as a joke on Twitter. It was like an old...
Oh, yeah. And, you know why?
Well, I do know why, but I'm very disappointed because I was like, oh, Dave Stone likes something I wrote, and he's a funny comic, and I was like all into it. And then I look it up, and he, because you had tweeted... fave everything I write or something like that. So then he was actually doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And then I was really mad.
I'm sorry.
Well, look.
Wow.
Okay.
That's just how it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault.
No, we're
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry that we picked you up so late. I feel that we both had shows.
It's okay.
Oh, look at that was ridiculous.
We went over a big bump.
What am I wakeboarding? Jeez, that was ridiculous. That's like when you double up, you know, and you hit the other boats. I don't have to. You don't get me started on wakeboarding. You know I'll be talking the whole episode.
Well, now we all know how you write jokes.
Just real
go over
life.
A bump in the road, and whoa, and all of a sudden there's a new wakeboarding bit out of nowhere.
It's just falling out of him at all times. Wait, Chris, how was your
diarrhea.
Show?
Yeah, what shows did you
guys do? I didn't hear about your show.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, well, I it was, I'm going to go ahead and say horrible. And here's the thing, it wasn't like a bad room, it was a healthy group of kids, and I just, I said something that I couldn't get out of.
What was it?
I don't know.
That's my favorite.
I wish I knew.
Karen is interested, and I am also interested in this.
I could have fixed it if I had known, but they just didn't like me. And I've had so many fun. I don't know. They didn't like me, and I didn't know why. And so then I was like, really started to like charm them, and I never pulled out of it. And I was like, oh, I thought that after 16 years I'd stop eating it, but I think I just did. And people came. A lot of people patted my back afterwards.
Oh,
no, that's awful.
Yeah, it's weird because I've been having a lot of fun on stage lately. But well, that's just tonight wasn't my
patted your back.
Night. Yeah, that's gross.
A lot of someone
who patted your back. Tell me who that was.
Yeah,
let's
name
go
names.
Find them. Was it Dave Stone?
Was it fucking Dave Stone who loves to mess with people?
Well,
that's
weeks.
Why is my phone blowing up? Dave Stone! No one likes that many of my tweets, only on a fave level.
Did that actually work aside from Dave Stone? Did you get a bunch of people to fave your tweets with that tweet?
I got a bunch of people to fave that tweet. People thought that tweet was funny. I think what I wrote was, fave my tweets. That's it.
Fave my tweets.
I've taken to, because Twitter is a thing that's like... present in all of our lives, you know? And it's fun, but it's a limited amount of fun.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It gets annoying and boring pretty quickly for me.
Yes.
And also, there's this odd importance laid on it, like it's a huge part of stand-up, and I hate that.
Yes.
I like, it's just not, it is fun, and I like talking to my friends on there and writing stupid shit, but like, I don't know at what point, I don't know exactly how, but I have convinced myself that it is really important. And, like, it matters to me if my tweets get faved.
Yeah.
It, like, it has, like, emotional resonance in my mind. So, lately, I've been just being, like, hyper-honest about it. And if I tweet something that I don't like that doesn't get enough faves, I'll write something demanding of my followers that they fave my tweets.
Yeah.
And it's very satisfying.
Oh, I do it all the time.
And
I'm
reprimanding. And it gets way more faves than the thing I wanted them to fave.
Exactly.
Because they relate to me being needy on Twitter. It's like we're all just trying to be big on Twitter 3 years ago.
Yeah,
we all got our followers. We're not getting any more.
Nope.
And we're just stuck trying to be... Megan Amram 3 years ago, and it's not going to happen to us.
I feel bad for... There are definitely people who still, I think they can get a writing job off of Twitter.
Oh boy.
Now.
That's
I
insane,
feel
right?
like was true a while ago, but I
we've
don't...
We've had people on on our show that, can I call it a show? It's a show. On the, we've had people on the program that is how they kind of...
Yeah, it has happened. I guess it still does happen a little bit, but it used to happen all the time.
Yeah,
apparently.
Well, a lot of people built a voice and a following and then got little, like it was like the thing that kicked them into gear. Like Bridger Winiger, you know?
That's who I was going to mention. That's because he was on our
show. Oh, he was on the show?
Yeah.
He's so funny. And
He's so funny. Definitely
got exposure there. But then from that, he still had to like grind out and write treatments and pilots and stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, because nobody, it never, I think there was a time at the very peak of it when it was really hot where somebody would just get hired straight. Like, you know, maybe write one writing sample and then get hired onto a real show.
Right.
And I hear every person that happened with, it went very badly. Because it was that kind of thing where then people were like, do you know who I am? Like, there's one. And I actually don't know who the actual person is. I've never met them or anything. But I heard a really funny story of that happening to somebody that got hired on a New York talk show.
Wow.
And then they had this sense of
entitlement.
Entitlement, and they kind of course, couldn't deliver. I mean, the job, a writing job on a daily show is the most demanding writing job you can get. It's the hardest. It's the most, like, it's, you know, it just, like, you have to really know your stuff, kind of. It's, like, hard, just being a hard joke writer on a late night show is really, really difficult. And they hired, you know, some youngster with no experience who thought they were a big deal because they got hired off of Twitter. And then when they weren't doing a good job and we were being told that they had to do more or whatever, they were like, hey, fuck you.
I always think that when I see, because there's these annoying, you know, YouTube billboards where it's like, oh, this person has 3 million fans. They drive me nuts. But what I need to remember, or what often it's the case, is that they were doing something before that. Oftentimes, maybe it is someone that was already a trained actor or a comic, and then they got famous. It doesn't mean that Twitter or YouTube was the very first thing they ever did.
Well, you know what though? Even
I think
if it
often
was,
it is.
Right.
Some people it was, that's freaky too. But like, YouTube and Twitter are very specific skills, you know? I think, like, stuff like what Karen was just talking about happens because, like... Yeah, at least this is where I've come to peace with it, is that, like, someone can be very, very good at whatever it is on YouTube they do that entertains people. And I've watched some of those people and, like, don't really get it.
Yeah, even if it's fashion tips and with wacky graphics, I can't relate.
Yeah, but then... You put them in, like, a Twitter person into a writer's room or onto a stage, or a YouTube person onto a stage, and they don't know what they're doing because they haven't done it, you know?
Yeah.
And that makes sense. If I was trying to do what they were doing, I would bomb also, you know?
I thought I knew, and I thought it's like, well, if you don't have the chops, you... But that John Lajoie guy that...
Who?
John Lajoie, he's a French-Canadian dude.
On the league.
Yeah, and he I remember he moved to L.A., and I didn't know who he was, but I watched some of his videos, and he was headlining the Brea Improv, and it was his 7th time on stage.
Whoa!
And he said, yeah, these managers, they told... Maybe he was playing it up a little bit, but he said, I have these managers, they want me to do stand-up, and I'm like... And he talked a little in between showing his videos on a screen, and I'm like, and he was like, had all these bros with him, these guys that were his buddies from Canada, and they were all sweet guys. But I was like, oh, you're not... But he did... I was like, that's your 7th time on stage?
Like 7 Mounties. He's just hanging out with 7
he
Canadian
had,
police.
Yeah, yeah, he's just... They were all just... handed me a kokanee, and...
He's like a Mountie and a hockey player.
Yeah.
Rob Ford.
And they... He just had that thing where it's like, also, I don't get nervous. I'm unshakably confident, and I have performance chops in front of a camera. And he did it, and then he was on a show. Yeah, he just...
Was he... So, sorry, was the audience... Like, he pulled it off?
He did pull it off.
was a headliner that showed videos, and he still, it was still good times.
I thought I was going to get off stage, and you know I do this all the time, where I get off stage and I go, follow that.
Yeah, that's very you.
Yeah, yeah. Eat my wake. I like to bring it back to
wakeboarding. I'm not trying to be I'm not trying to be all that. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be over positive here, but the thing is that even though he did that and that sucks, like for people like us who really grind at stand up, like stand up will like punch you in the nuts if it just will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't like not do it all the time and then kill every time.
Right.
It will never happen.
Tonight. I thought I was in a... I keep thinking, because once a year I have like this... I peak, and I'm like, I've had 10 good shows in a row, finally. Uh-huh. I'm not going to eat it anymore. And it inevitably, it'll stand up just...
You know
punches
what, though,
me right in the joke dick.
So many times I have seen you kill... Like, I've been falling over laughing, and you've been like, I bombed.
Yeah, and you don't know.
Yeah, man, I...
Well, I appreciate that.
I really
And I know
that.
There are times where I've done that, where I'm like, I wanted to do better, I didn't... But tonight, they're really...
people were patting you on the back.
They really didn't like me.
They touched
they
your back.
They really didn't like me, and I'm like, what did I do?
Was the show?
At a new place. Well, I don't want to expose, you know,
because
it's a new show.
Just say what country.
It was in America.
Oh, I get it.
You know Americans.
Yeah, ugh.
Are we going to run out of gas?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah.
Should we get gas?
Yeah, we should definitely get gas.
Isn't that
this
fun?
This is great.
Do you ever have this problem?
I didn't notice until we were like on our way over here.
Can you?
Our podcast needs gas.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So what is yours called again? Are you scared? Are frightening?
Terrified.
Terrified. Are you scared?
It's called terrified.
It's called Are You Scared?
Scared? That's the name of my podcast.
You should call it.
Quit being a bitch.
Call it Terrifier.
Terrifier. Classicer.
How's that going?
I mean, that it's good, man.
But who am I, Byron Allen?
How's that going?
I heard you have a podcast. I heard you have something to say about fish tanks.
Well, I don't know. Do we need to fix this gas problem?
Oh, we do.
Yeah, it seems...
well, we have to get to a gas station first.
Okay. That's true.
And
I'm trying to think, what's the closest?
That's true.
Alvarado and Sunset.
Yeah, that's what I was going to guess.
I would say, Alvarado and Sunset.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm terrified of right now.
What?
Running out of gas.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be scared.
Yeah, come on.
No, we always have 30 miles extra.
You know your tank.
Chris did that with a very official hand gesture.
He pointed it was very presidential. Like you weren't trying to point, but you did want to be firm.
Yeah,
That'd be
you
great.
Know your tank.
I'd love the press if he was like, a lot of people think this country's in debt, but we know our tank.
But we know our tank.
And he drops the mic.
Sure, the little light is on, and it's pretty. Nerve-wracking.
This is what's going to explode you, Chris.
Yeah?
Just say you know your tank
after
every joke. You're going to be famous in a week.
With a Should flat
that,
hand.
Is that going to be...
flat hand.
That'll be my getter done?
Yeah, getter tank. Know your tank.
I got 5 jokes left, 10 minutes left in my set, but shit, I know my tank. And everyone's like, oh, who's
fucking
said it?
I knew we still had some left.
Please sign this bumper sticker.
You know, on a related note, my friend...
that could be us.
That's a flat tire.
We just drove by a car with all the wheels taken off for some reason.
Just a totally taken apart
there's
car.
An ambulance at 7-Eleven. It's hitting a fan
it's
in Echo Park.
It's going
tonight.
Off on Sunday night in
Hell
Echo
yeah,
Park. My friend asked how my dogs were the other night. And then she goes, what are your dogs' names?
Oh,
and
one.
I said, George and Frank. And I think she may have been a little bit drunk, because she goes, Trank? And then we all couldn't stop laughing at the idea of a dog named Trank.
it's not a bad name.
Trank
is a very bad name.
My Serbian soldier of fortune dog, Trank.
<Yeah. laughs> No, you're right. I could see Trank.
I like like it.
Yeah.
How would you call Trank? Here, Trank, like that. Tranky.
I think I would just never let him off
Trank
his chain.
Boy.
I would just tie him to the
Trank
tree
down.
In the front. And
you know what? That's such
just,
a bad
just
name.
Just let him die. Yeah, that's a real bad name.
I would just always shake his food.
Come on, Trank.
Come on. And never say the name.
T-Dog.
Rank.
T-R-A-N-K. That's how you spell it, right? Trank?
Trank.
Like his name is Trancis?
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Really? You're doing
two
the...
people...
They took it on the
street.
Diagonal.
The diagonal shuffle.
You
well,
people are you
oh,
fucking...
Are
me?
You fucking
There are two people crossing the street and making it.
You they're drunk.
Fucking
so
kidding
difficult.
Me. Are you... Oh, my God. Let's get out Dave and feed him the boots.
Hell yeah. Is that what you say?
You know I'm not...
You feed him the boots?
Well, yeah. In conversation.
Wait, is that sex? Wait, what did you mean?
Let's get elbow deep in boot with those motherfuckers. Wait, I'm wearing my shoes wrong.
Honey, I'm going to feed you the boots.
Okay. Well, we're actually... what if we... I mean, we're stopped for gas.
You guys can have...
Can we still record?
Time
okay, good.
Is it still recording even with the car off? Hey.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
Oh,
man.
You just have an endless supply of amazing sweaters.
Oh, thanks.
This is so, what is it?
This one is, I picked it up at a thrift store. It's a wolf trapped in a dream catcher, like he's tangled in it. It's just his head. And, you know, and it's, I've been having a lot of great dreams, actually, because of it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that the point of a dream catcher? You hang it over your bed and then, like, the... dream spirits fly around and it catches them and they join your dream? Is that the idea?
I heard that a dream catcher originally was cobweb stretched over a certain, and they put it over a baby's face.
Uh-huh.
So when they're traveling, you know, outdoors.
So like nightmares would not.
No, bugs.
Oh.
Landed on your baby's face.
Oh.
Which
that makes much more sense than
it was utilitarian,
right?
At one point,
as most things I would imagine began.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're all like, oh yeah, you know, they're whimsical. They think that you need to capture dreams. No, I made this so my baby doesn't get fucking smallpox.
Yeah, I'm hoping my kids don't die.
Yeah, so...
but it's cool that you think it's because I want them to fight a dragon or whatever.
Yeah, some kind of superstition. Yeah. Oh yeah, there's. I want my kid. He's got all these dreams about
I just
fighting
want
a dragon.
Creative.
I just want him to capture that dream.
I want him to, like, you know, like, be naked in class and be late for a midterm. I just want him to experience, I want him to fall,
I just,
like, a long way.
Yeah, while trying to figure out algebra he doesn't remember. That's my reoccurring.
Totally, I want him to be talking to his dad, but it's not his dad.
And then it's someone else, and then it's him.
Yeah.
I want that dream where he can't scream.
Or maybe it's for wet, maybe it's a wet dream catcher. Maybe that's, it's shortened from wet dream catcher
to
dream.
I want my son.
I want my son to come.
Oh.
Or daughter. I want my baby to come.
Don't you think that the parent would just, I want offspring, I want my son, even though he's a baby right now, to capture the dream of coming into a lady and bringing me a grandson?
Yeah, absolutely. I want a grandson as immediately as possible.
Because I know both my mom and dad cleaned my room, and their last dream was for me to come again. They just bought so many socks. A lot of the stuff I say is pretty hacky.
I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. I really don't know what that meant in the least.
No parent would want you to have a dream come true about coming.
Well, that's not true.
It's a nuisance to a parent.
I disagree. I think that I would very much want my kids to come a lot.
It's all right.
That's the thing I really want. I don't have kids, but one day I want to have kids.
You don't have kids?
And I hope they get to fuck a lot.
God damn.
I mean, not when they're kids.
Oh, guys, what happened to the conversation while I was gone?
We talked about fighting dragons. We talked about jizzing.
Imagine dragons?
That is true. Karen said, all right, you guys can have some boy time. Put some gas in the car, and then immediately we started talking about coming.
Dragons and jizz. It was just nothing but dragons
and jizz.
You might as well talk about Risk and Salami while you're at it. You're going to be so boyish.
Oh, my God. Come! I went home.
I played Risk on heroin once. That's
what?
True.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's did it take forever?
It did. Well, but it always does.
You used to ride the white pony occasionally, right?
Well, brown pony.
Yeah.
So just a regular pony.
Oh, I've been getting bad shit.
Yeah. Well, good, I think. I think mine was bad it was, man, that's funny. I casually slipped that in there without even thinking about it. I didn't mean to make the whole conversation about that. But, yeah, when I was in college, I smoked black tar heroin sometimes.
Oh, wow.
And how did you stop doing that?
I moved to a place where I didn't know how to get it.
Yeah.
And I was, okay, so, like, I never did it. I did it semi-regularly, but I never did it enough days in a row to get, like, addicted so I would get dope sick.
Right.
So I never, like, and also I never injected it. I only smoked it.
Okay.
You know what's funny? That's always the response I get.
Right. Like, you
people were like, oh, you didn't do it.
You didn't do it.
You did it, but like the pussy way.
It wasn't into your toenails. All right, freshman.
Oh, you didn't have to hide money in your butthole?
You didn't live on the beach? Then fuck you.
I think I just saw Brooks Whelan in the street. Oh, man. It's hard to see people downward spiral.
There's
Is he doing heroin?
No, I mean,
he's
smoking
it. Street.
He's only smoking, so he's not doing heroin.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make light.
No, not at all. It's how people react. It's funny.
But yeah,
I have a bit about it that doesn't work.
But I think legitimately the name...
Because people can't laugh at it?
Yeah, they don't think it's funny.
Yeah.
Or true.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't seem the type at all.
No.
I have a cousin, Lisa, who's a heroin addict, and you're nothing like her.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah, is she rich or successful?
Not in the least.
Okay. Well, so I'm winning against Lisa.
Yes, you are. In the great contest.
It is all a contest.
The great contest of life against
Lisa. Yeah, we're all trying to be king of the mountain. And I'm further up the mountain than Lisa is.
Well done, my friend. That's all it takes.
What are you doing next?
Man, you know, the holidays are coming up, and I have some, like, just like every year, I have like 50 million things that I want to complete over the holidays, and I'll probably do one of them. But that's really it. I'm like, most of the town shuts down, and I'm here in LA for Christmas. Mm. And I'm so excited to just kind of like, for the city to be kind of empty and to chill out and like work on stuff here and there, but really just like relax. That's what I got going on.
Yeah, that's what I want to happen, but all of a sudden I'm like, this is the busiest next 3 weeks of my life.
No way.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's just ended up that way. All of 2016 is an empty dream to catch. But I'm hosting this thing with April, and we're shooting all of it now. It's like it starts airing on the 29th of December, and there's still a lot of shooting that needs to be done. And so I want to just have holiday time and lay back. And
do you at least get Christmas off?
Yes, I have to. I've never not gone home for Christmas. It would feel weird. It's important to me, and so I am.
Well, but I'm only just going to extend this invite right now, Karen, to you too. I don't know what your Christmas situation is.
What's your Christmas situation?
We're doing
Karen?
Christmas dinner at my house, and you guys end up in town, it's only a few of us right now. I live with Will Weldon. We're making a turkey and a tofurkey, so.
Nice.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I will be in Petaluma with my family.
In where?
Petaluma.
Petaluma.
Up north.
That's just north.
Northern town.
Beautiful community.
It's fun.
Great mayor.
That's near Tommy T's Comedy Steakhouse, isn't it?
It is not, but it's in the Bay Area, which is where Tommy T's is.
Is it near Rooster T Feathers in Sunnyvale?
No, both of those are in the East Bay. Where the poor people live.
That's funny clubs.
Tommy T's Comedy Steakhouse.
Once I opened for Jared Harris there on a Tuesday and Wednesday, I wasn't getting paid. I was young and I was just trying to figure that feature thing out. And I was ordering dinner, and the server said, "Features don't get dinner." I was like, "I'll pay for it."
That's the best.
Yeah,
why are
crazy.
You yelling at me?
Wait, you don't serve features dinner? Or?
Yeah, like you don't. Do you not like features? What are you talking about?
Yeah. The Patrick Kane, who we've had on several times, he's very funny. He's opening for Lachlan Patterson somewhere.
Oh wow!
And they brought them the same meal. It was the same food. It was a takeout order. And one of them said opener on top. The other one said headliner. And handed it to them, and they took pictures of their identical meal. They just had to be labeled. It's. I love how comedy clubs, there's that hierarchy. There is that hierarchy in general, but I love that they enforce it and keep reminding you it's the best. Oh, you want another drink? Oh, are you featured? Yeah, you only get two drinks. Oh, thanks.
Right.
Thanks for reminding me.
Headliner gets food.
Yeah. Okay, so. Guy that used to work at a TGI Friday.
Right.
Well, we picked you up kind of late.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to edit, really. I'm not like a sound. So I think we should, treat it like venison and wrap it up.
Sure.
Turn here, right?
Correct? Yeah, turn here.
Oh, my God, you're so good at this.
You guys don't do the airport thing in the least anymore.
We do. Huh? We do do it in the least. But we
it's
try to
do it. It's
definitely
in the very least.
Yeah, it's it's hard and... it would require more help, I think, for us to orchestrate flights and all that stuff.
When we both have jobs, it's like impossible because then the only time you can pick people up
Sunday
is
we do it on Sundays.
Sundays.
I'm gonna go home and but it's every Monday morning we have an episode and or every couple. Let's make
every,
the announcement.
It's every other.
Karen and I would like to announce now, if you're still listening, that we are now doing it every other Monday.
It's just all we can manage.
That's all we can manage. We, you know, I have a baby on the way, Karen.
You have a baby on the
way? I have two babies on the way.
No, a baby's visiting.
Oh, you need to...
Yeah, I have to head home right now. That baby's about
make
to show
up. Make up that baby bed?
A baby Murphy bed?
Yeah, you got to make up the baby bed.
Oh, I love
that's definitely what they say.
I love just for a bed, but it's an adult bed with a headboard, but it's for a baby.
But it's for the baby.
Fuck that crib shit. I don't want you to die.
Dude, you are throwing out catchphrases right now. Fuck that crib shit.
I'm hot. I think I'm amazing. Fuck that crib shit. Dave.
Well, guys, thank you so much for having me.
We're at your house. You're really good at that, Karen.
No, we're not.
You know exactly how to
do it. Oh, we're not? Should I go up the block or down?
Oh, you know, it's fine. Well, go up and make a right here.
Okay.
But we can go ahead and sign off.
Sure.
Yeah, right?
You guys are the best. I love you guys. Thank
you
for having me.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Do you have anything to plug other than the holidays and dinner?
okay,
how about women?
Everyone come to my house.
I want people to see women.
Please watch the sketches that my sketch group makes. It's they're all at womencomedy.com.
IFC, or am I making that up?
No, yeah, we made, and then make it right here. We made a handful, like around 10 for IFC.
I watched those.
And we made one for Comedy Central, and then we have a bunch that we just made for ourselves.
Oh, just
nice.
Dipping your dick in every network.
Yeah,
huh?
Dude, we fuck everyone.
That's how I am with chicks.
That's us.
Yep.
Yeah, hell yeah. Fuck
guys.
Every chick. That's
guys.
What I say.
Me too.
Boy,
yeah.
Time's over.
Oh, man.
Boys.
I want to jizz on a dragon. Why are we both coming?
Oh, God,
Karen.
I wish I could fuck Superman.
This has been DYN.
AR.